It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
Beer 30 is brought to you by the Wine Country Big Q, Sonoma County's Barbecue Festival, July 7th. That's a Saturday at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma. Everybody loves barbecue and beer. Some of the best pit masters in the country will be there. Tickets on sale now and info is at winecountrybigq.com. Brad from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and you can find it on Google Play and iTunes and all that fun stuff. You guys are going to be doing some barbecuing at the Wine Country Big Q.
Well, it's interesting.
Oh, sorry, is it queuing? Is it queuing?
Queuing, sure.
I don't know. Cooking. I don't know.
It's all, whatever you want.
Cooking. Okay.
You mentioned that some of the country's best pitmasters will be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also us.
not just the best. But everyone else, too.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Got it.
How nice of you.
Yes.
Now, we'll be there. We'll be doing our thing. We'll be participating in the Big Beef Challenge. We'll also be doing ribs for the actual KCBS competition.
Nice.
It's our first entry into this event, so we just want to get our feet wet without actually doing, like, a entering everything for Grand Champion. But you can come check us out. We'll be our team name is Metallic U, and we'll be hanging out, drinking some cold beers, and just doing some barbecue. So come check us out. It's a great event. Great event.
Should be a lot of fun. All right, well, in front of us is a very, I don't want to go through the color already, but I was surprised by the brightness of the color of this beer that's in front of us.
So what we have, I also was. What we have is something from Seismic Brewing. They're from Santa Rosa. Their handles are everywhere if you go into bars. They have done a great job of getting their brand out there. This is a Belgian pale. It's called the Duke of Manor.
Oh.
I have no idea why they called it that. I cannot
Sounds
find
fancy.
It on the website, and I did not get those notes from the guy who dropped this for me to sample. So, when we poured this, I looked at it, and pale ale was not the answer,
no.
Not the thing that popped into my brain. We always go through the AATMF, the aroma, or the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. And this is a bright, bright yellow. Not even like a gold. This is like a bright straw yellow.
It looks like grapefruit juice or something.
It does look like grapefruit juice.
Yeah.
We were commenting, before, we took a few sniffs and sips before the mics went hot.
It's true.
As they say. But you were saying that you smell some tropical fruit and papaya. I get a little bit of elderflower in this, which I think is kind of cool. You know, usually these Belgian yeast strains, they have a lot of funk in them. There's a very little amount of that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pick this out as a Belgian, I don't think, just with the way it smells.
It's not nearly as sweet as I thought it was going to be, just from the smell.
No, I think the hops really stand up nicely in there.
Yeah.
There's almost like a sweetened lemonade note through it that kind of stays. I think I could use a little bit more carbonation in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something that they were trying to accomplish, if it's true to style or not. From a personal preference, I could use a little bit more carbonation. There's no head retention to speak of, really.
Right.
I think the mouthfeel is nice. It finishes really clean. Mm-hmm. It's really easy. It's a great summer beer.
Yep.
I think that, it's a seasonal release for them. It's something that they just, they're putting out one time, I think. I've been a big fan of everything they've poured. I don't think this is any different. This is a really nicely done pale. Maybe it falls short because I wouldn't peg it as a Belgian pale. So maybe it's a little bit of a misnomer, but that doesn't mean it's not a great beer.
Yeah, if someone didn't tell you that ahead of time, you just tried it, you probably like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, without the preconceived notion of what it says that it is.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, it's cool that these breweries, especially when they really hit their stride, they have characteristics that you can pick out. Oh, that's definitely a Seismic beer, or, beers like 21st Amendment or Lagunitas or Sierra Nevada or Anchor. Or New Belgium is the one that we always talk about. They have very distinct, characteristics throughout all the beers they make where you know who made this beer.
Right.
And I think Seismic is doing a good job of having those notes, but not having it be like, oh yeah, this tastes just like everything else.
Right.
There's similarities in terms of the citrus with their regular IPA, with their Mega Thrust. I mean, it's well done. They're being consistent. I think it's really, really commendable.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
I've liked everything I've had from Seismic as well. So this is no different.
And their big thing is that they are brewing sustainably as well.
Right.
They
That's right.
I think we've talked about it on this show. Actually,
yeah.
I know we've talked about it on the pod, but mm-hmm. they're you know, it's 5 gallons of beer to every 1 gallon of beer that gets produced. That's kind of the standard for most people. That includes, you know, the water to brew, the water to clean, everything else. I think they have it down to like 2 gallons to 1 gallon, which is really, really
That's
remarkable.
Cool.
You know, because a lot of times, for a long time in this industry, when the first thing they started to talk to you about was their economic responsibilities or their ecological responsibilities,
right.
rather. When that was the first thing they started to promote, you kind of went, oh, great. What's the liquid taste like?
Right.
But that's not the case here. They've done a really great job with both.
Cool. So I'm gathering this is a thumbs up
I'm giving
situation.
My thumb up. I'm going to just force project Ben's thumb up.
Oh, okay.
He has no idea why he's doing it right now, but his thumb is up as well.
Wherever he is right now, just randomly has, he's like, my arthritis again. I will also give it a thumbs up. So. Very cool. Once again, nice work, Seismic. You can check out this review and others on the Beer 30 page at 977theriver.com. And of course, their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes. And they will be out at the Wine Country Big Q July 7th in Petaluma, the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds. All right. Well, Brad, thanks for being here and bringing some beer.
Cheers, Danny.